Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
If you're on hold, stay there. You'll be first up when we get back to the phones in just a couple of minutes. But right now, we got to head out to the Sweet James Accident Attorney Hotline. Welcome in our good buddy, Jason Longshore, analyst for our Atlanta United. They get it done. They get three. First win of the season, 3-1. Take down the once mighty Philadelphia Union, who fall to 0-0-4 with 0 points on the season. Jason, we talked about it. His ears must have been burning because Miggy turns back the clock, not one, not two, but three assists to set up a 3-1 victory. How did Miguel do that, and how did this club pull off this victory?
I think they played more than 30 to 40 good minutes in this one. I think it was about 60. I know Tata after the game said that he felt like they, you know, were where he wanted them to be for 30. I think they were better than that for a longer period of time. I really do, because they didn't really let Philly hurt them that much. So it's not purely Miggy. It's not purely Latte Lot. It's not purely Maranchuk who got another goal. I think it was the collective. And what I take away from this game against Philadelphia, as I've had a chance to go back and look at it a little more deeply, all the things that we've talked about from day one of preseason when Tata Martino spoke to now, you're seeing the overall progression. You know, I think last week we talked about how, all right, game one, you set a baseline. After that, you didn't see true progression overall game to game to game. I think now when you look at it in this one, you see where you want to be. There's progression from the baseline. There's progression from the last game, and you see what this team can be. I think there's still things to work on, of course. You know, we always have to do the yeah, but. I know, I get it. I know how we play the game here on this, but I think they looked good, and I think you see what that front three can be, where it's fluid, and Miguel Almiron is not tied to a position. He's able to go find the game. Same with Alexi Maranchuk. I think you see what the midfield can be with Matias Galarza and Cooper Sanchez in front of Tristan Muyamba and how they can connect with the ball. And you see what all of that can look like if the back line is able to play high up the field and not get caught over the top. I think it was a really good overall performance that played to everyone's strengths.
How do you get more of this from Latte Loft?
I think you just got to keep feeding him. You know, I think from what we've seen from him in his time here in Atlanta, he's a player who feeds on confidence. And you saw the reaction from the players around him when he got that first goal. I think they get that too. You've got to continue to feed him and put him in situations where you can get the best out of him. That kind of a goal is his bread and butter. What I really liked from him as well, and I think this feeds into it too, I really loved his work off the ball. And that's runs off the ball to open up space, but more importantly, defensively. I thought he and Miguel Almiron both worked extremely hard. And go back to the end of preseason where you heard from Steven Alzate, from other players about how much running they did in preseason. Look, and go. I'll give you a glimpse of what I saw on Tuesday, where the training session for, you know, first full session after a game on Saturday, they did a lot of running at the beginning of the session. It kind of surprised me how much they were doing and how hard they were working on that side. I think you're seeing a Miguel Almiron, a Latte Lott, that both were coming from England, both coming with essentially short rest into a full season in MLS and maybe feeling the effects of that as the year went on. I think you're seeing them both look really fit. And it's a credit to, one, having a break, but two, the work and the really strategic work that Tata Martino and his staff have done to get this team as fit as they can possibly be to play in the way that he wants, which is a lot of hard work, a lot of running, a lot of defensive running, and a lot of closing down space and then exploiting space that you open up, being able to be explosive. And I think we saw that from Miggy and we saw that from Latte Lott on Saturday.
Do you think Tomas Yacob could be a consistent factor in the attack?
I think he can be a consistent factor in the spacing. And, you know, Elias Baez was that as well on the left side. And I had the chance to ask Baez afterwards about, you know, how important it was for him and Jacob to get high up the field. If you're going to play in the way that we're seeing now, which I love, by the way, that Steon Gregerson called it two tens. I'm sure people's heads were exploding because of the whole who's the 10 debate last year when it came to Maranchuk and Miguel Almiron. Well, they're both 10s now, so I guess deal with it. It's the reason why he calls it that, and it's important, and this is why Baez and Jacob are important. If you're going to have Maranchuk tuck inside on his left foot, which is what you want him to do, if you're going to have Miguel Almiron be free and be able to go find the game, which is what you want him to do, that's his strength as a player, then you don't have fixed players out wide in the attacking third. You have to have those. The way you do it is you get Baez and you get Jacob high up the field. That's the way it happens. So if they're there, they're going to have opportunities because, like we saw, that ball gets through to the back post, Jacob is there. Baez was very involved in some of the earlier phases of buildup. You need them there not purely to score a bunch of goals, but you need them there for spacing. Because if they're there, then the opponent's back line, whether they're playing a back line of four or five or three center backs and two wing backs, whatever you want to call it, they have to respect them. They have to deal with them, which means they get stretched. And when the back line gets stretched, that's when Almiron and Maranchuk especially are going to have more space to operate in and be more dangerous. And then you start to add the next element. And I think it's the next step of this team's evolution. Galarza and Cooper Sanchez, the two central midfielders, stepping up even a little bit higher, finding that space, especially with Almiron, who will leave that gap. If you think about the two fullbacks out wide in a five, think of a line of five. Baez on the left, Jacob on the right, Latte Lott in the middle of the five. So you'd like to have Maranchuk and Almiron in between, in those gaps. Well, we know Mickey's going to roam and sometimes create overloads in areas. If Galarza can start to step into that spot, he's going to find a lot of goals and assists. And I think that's the next step for this group.
When you face DC United coming up this weekend here on 92.9, the game and our affiliate of Odyssey Atlanta Stations, another squad that has failed to find the back of the net consistently in big numbers to start the season, do you think now Atlanta United can say they maybe have an advantage in this one because they were able to put home three?
Maybe. I mean, you have momentum for sure. DC's coming after a win in Chicago, though. That was a little unexpected. I think with DC, you know, they have a great striker in Ty Baribo. They are a good defensive team. They've only conceded one goal per game, four goals conceded so far. They've only scored four. So the offense hasn't really gotten going, even with Baribo. He's really been the only bright spot. They're going to give you a lot of the ball. They are not going to have a ton of possession. Atlanta will have more possession than they did against Philadelphia. They've got to be dangerous with it, and they've got to not lose the ball in dangerous spots. You can't let DC counter and break. It's a different DC than maybe the last couple of years where we remember about Christian Benteke and how good he was in the air. Baribo's more multifaceted, if not as overall imposing as Benteke. I think Baribo's been really good in this league, and he can get in behind on the run. He's a handful to defend. He's not purely going to hurt you in the air. So you've got to make sure he's accounted for. You want to cut off the service to him. But more importantly, you don't want to let DC get those transition moments. So with more of the ball, that means maybe there's a little more pressure to be good with the ball in those moments.
Before I let you go, as we're wrapping up with our good buddy Jason Longshore, make sure you check him out with Mike Conti each and every match day. All right, so Atlanta's certainly feeling it here. We know about all the traffic patterns, Jason. I'm sure you hear Dukes of Bell and everybody else complaining as we get ready to host this World Cup coming up here in just a couple of months. But where is the team right now? Where are they in terms of their fitness and training? What is their match schedule looking like as we get ready for some summer competition?
Yeah, I wish we could have gotten some of the road work done a little bit earlier. We knew this was coming. It's not like it's a surprise. So I hate that people are associating it with World Cup. We'll all be better off for it in the long run, but it's a little bit of a pain at the moment. This is true. We're going to find out a lot about this U.S.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
Team roster announced yesterday for the two games that are coming to Atlanta next week. We'll be talking about those next week for sure, with Belgium and Portugal coming to town. Not really any shocks on the roster for me. Serginho Dest we knew was injured. Tyler Adams we knew was injured. Those two guys will be part of the World Cup roster if they're healthy. No question about that. I think Haji Wright, out injured this time, maybe has been passed on the depth chart. He'll have a little bit of time when he gets back to try to change that at the club level. But I think we know the bulk of this team. There's a couple of questions, and I'll plant the seeds with you, and we can dig into it a little bit more next week. The three center backs, who is going to be the other two around Chris Richards? I think he's a lock. The other two, I'm not completely sure yet. And how's the midfield box going to fit? They play a 3-4-2-1. So two holding, we know one of those will be Tyler Adams. Two attacking, we know one of those will be Christian Pulisic. Who are the other two? And maybe more importantly, the one that isn't Weston McKennie, is he going to be one of the attacking midfielders or one of the holding midfielders? Because McKennie can play both sides of that. He can do either one, and he's going to be in the team the way he's playing with Juventus. I just don't know where he's going to fit yet. So still some questions, but I think we have a pretty good sense of what Mauricio Pochettino's team is going to look like, and we'll get to see him firsthand here in the next week.
Great stuff, Jason. When can we hear you the rest of this week?
So no Intersection this week due to the NCAA tournament. We get 2 weeks off from the Intersection, so you won't hear me again until game day on Saturday. Now, you can go back and check out Atlanta Soccer Tonight. Madison Cruz was with me for that one. We dug deeper into Atlanta United and Atlanta United 2, their big win from the weekend. We talked NWSL, national team as well. You can go listen to that on the Off the Woodwork podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Great stuff, Jason. Appreciate it. We'll talk next week.
Thanks for having me on.
All right. That is our good buddy there, Jason Longshore, with all the latest on our Five Stripes getting their first dub of the season. Offense looks like it's finally kicking into gear. Latte Love. Maybe Tata's tapped into something and he can be the player we all thought he was going to be when he came here to Atlanta. Maybe. Who knows? All right, if you're on hold, stay there. More of your calls on the Falcons coming up to wrap up shop. We're going to throw a two Hawks pregame at the top of the hour. But I want to know, Dan Orlovsky, is he crazy? Am I crazy that I agree with him? Give Tua, give Penix 8 games each to duke it out during the regular season to see if either of them are the quarterback for 2027. Your calls to wrap up shop next.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S. according to Ookla speed test, based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.